and amen. Help me welcome your neighbor this morning and say welcome. Say it with boldness, because the Lord means every word he has said. Say welcome to your month of supernatural enablement. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Wow, wow, wow. It's indeed the day the Lord has made and the month the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Amen and amen. I bring greetings from our senior pastor. Hallelujah. I believe he's watching us online. Glory to God. And he's also believing God that he shall make everything possible in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And we thank God for what he's going to do today, even if our projector is not working. Glory to God. God is working. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But if you want to follow the sermon this morning, if you go on your WhatsApp groups, if you're in the women's group, if you go on the women's group WhatsApp, you'll find the sermon for today. If you're on the men WhatsApp group, if you go on it, you'll find the sermon for today. If you're on the youth and the teenagers WhatsApp group, you'll find the sermon for today. And if you're a visitor in our midst, by the grace of God, on your way out today, if you tell the usher, I want a copy of the sermon for today, you will get it in Jesus' name. So please share the sermon with your neighbor. If you notice that your neighbor doesn't have the sermon on their phone, you can share with them. Amen. But I know that the Lord is set to do us good. And we're going to preach together this morning. Amen. So don't be bothered about the screen that is not working. Just know that when God wants to do a thing, the enemy fights. But he has already lost the battle. Because victory belongs to our God. And victory belongs to us in the name of Jesus. So welcome to the month of June. As I said, it's a month of supernatural enablement. Hallelujah. And I am persuaded that the good Lord who has given us his word, he will enable us. He will help us. And whatever has been difficult since the beginning of this year or up to this moment, the Lord will make it possible in Jesus' name. Wherever we need help, wherever we need support, we receive upliftment this day in the name of Jesus. And we shall testify to the glory of his name. And before I go on to talk more about our theme for the month, we also have directives from our central office, the Redeemed Christian Church of God central office. It's a month of FREG. Can you tell your neighbor FREG? FREG. Okay. Now you might wonder, what is FREG? Praise the Lord. During Sunday school, Dr. Paul tried to explain FREG, and I'll try and quickly explain it to us again. So FREG is the acronym for the strategy that the church wants to use to ensure that the Redeemed Christian Church of God is relevant now and in the future. Amen. So FREG, we are going to, if FREG represents, the F in FREG represents families. Praise the Lord. It represents family, and we're trusting God that every family in the Redeemed Christian Church of God will thrive. Say amen. Amen. We prosper. We flourish. We'll make impact in the name of Jesus. If the family is strong, the church will thrive as well. You agree with me? So there will be emphasis on the family, and that's why today is Family Thanksgiving. Glory to God. Now, that is the F in FREG. Amen. I'm going to ask you, we're preaching together today. You know, I don't have a PowerPoint to show you. So you better flow along with me. Glory to God. Amen. And the R in FREG is reproducing churches. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, the Bible says, you know, God says he has sent us forth into the world to do what? To preach the gospel. Amen. And that is what this is all about. And this is about reaching the unreached. Yesterday, something happened while we were doing evangelism at Templar Square. I was about to handle a tract to someone, and the lady said, "Ah, I know you." And this was a Caucasian, and I couldn't recollect. She said, "I know you." So I said, "Where do you know me?" She said, "You were up there in front of cooperative preaching on another day." Praise the Lord. And it touched me because I said, "Lord, this is very encouraging, because how many people in heaven will say, 'I know you'? And that really made me so glad. Initially, I was thinking I will soon go home. I continued. I said, Lord, I want many more people to be able to say, hello, Pastor Foye. We are here together. Glory to God. Amen. It is a good thing. We have a good heritage. We have this good gift of knowing God. Let us share with other people. So there will be emphasis again on sharing our faith. And I know the good Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Especially reaching the unreached. There are unreached people in your offices, unreached people in your neighborhood, unreached people in different parts of the world. Whatever the Lord is laying on your heart, please make sure you are doing something, because God has committed the ministry of reconciliation to only Pastor Foye, to only Dickie Mel, to how many people? All of us. And the good Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Can somebody shout hallelujah? The E in FREG is imagine leaders. Hallelujah. Amen. Imagine leaders. And we all know by the special grace of God, my husband is already 60. I'll be very 60 very soon. And we have to make sure that the church continues. You are our future. And we have to make sure we are investing in you. So there will be more efforts to build leaders in the church, and the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And to that effect, I am happy to announce our youth in the house this morning. Pastor Alex, our youth in the house this morning. Hallelujah. We are the youth. I thought you'd shout, our youth in the house this morning. Don't be scared. Whether you are scared or not, we are handing the baton to you. And by the special grace of God, from July, every last Sunday will be led by the youth. Can somebody put their hands together? And they will not disappoint us. They will not disappoint God. They will excel. They will increase in the name of Jesus. And the Lord will help them all. In Jesus' name. So those are the young adults, the Yaya, youth and young adults between the ages of 25 to 35. Amen. And the G in FREG is governance. Amen. Our Sunday school today talked about structures, talked about the need for us to have corporate social responsibility. We cannot just say, hello, how are you? This is the scripture. If people are hungry, they're not going to listen to us. So we also need to look at other ways we can share our faith to ensure that people's needs are met, both physical, mental, social, and spiritual as well. And the H in FREG is healthy churches. Praise God. H in health is in FREG is healthy churches. Our church needs to be healthy. People in the church need to be healthy, spirit, soul, and body. And on the last Sunday of this month, we'll be concentrating on health, all-round health. So please save the date for every Sunday. So every Sunday in the month of June is special, and the Lord will bless them abundantly, and they will be of great impact to us in the name of Jesus. And of course, today is Family Thanksgiving, and after this sermon, which I pray it will to be short as much as possible, we would rejoice in his presence, because as a church, indeed, the Lord has been good to us. The Lord has been good to me. Hallelujah. Amen. And he will continue to be good to us in Jesus' name. So that is FREG, and please, for the weekly programs, we'll be talking about these topics: family, reproducing churches, imagine leaders, governance, and healthy church. During prayer meeting, we'll be praying. So please don't miss any of the prayer meetings. Don't miss any of the Bible study. And don't miss any Sunday in June. They will all be packed with the Lord's blessings and benefits in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning, I'm just going to go on to the topic, which is supernatural enablement. And one thing, it's an introduction to the topic, and that's why the sermon will be very short, because I'll start with that introduction, then I will narrow it down on supernatural enablement for families, then we pray, and then we go on to the rest of the service. So God's promise for supernatural enablement Our text this month is Jeremiah 1, 9 to 10. I want us to go there and read it together. If you're on your phone, it's there, the in amplified version, and I want us to read it together. If you don't have your phone, please open your Bible. Let's read together Jeremiah 1 from 9 to 10. Jeremiah 1 from 9 to 10. Are you there? Yes. Amen. Can we go together? Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, do what? Hear me. I have put my words in your mouth. See, I appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to uproot and break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. And that will be your portion in Jesus' name. The NCV and the New Century Version says, today I have put you in charge of nations. Amen. What a powerful word from the Lord this month. He says he has put you in charge. Are you in charge? Some people are still not keen into it. Are you in charge? He says he has put you in charge. Hallelujah. He says, I have put you in charge of nations. I have put you in charge of your situation. So if you have any situation that is scaring at you this morning, say, I am in charge. If you are trusting God for any miracle this morning, say, my God is in charge. He says, I have put you in charge of nations, big things, and kingdoms, big things. So whatever is looking like a mountain before you this morning, say, I am in charge. He says, you will pull up and tear down. You will destroy and overthrow. When you want to put something up, what do you need? Energy. The Lord is giving you strength. Amen. The Lord is giving you strength. Amen. And somebody is saying, I receive. In the name of Jesus. He says, you have been given authority. When I looked at the definition of enable, In the dictionary, it says enablement is the action of giving somebody the authority. And God is saying, I have given you that authority. Or means to do something. And if so, there's someone here, you've been trying to do something from the beginning of this year, and they've been sluggish. It's not been possible. Receive the word of God this day that it is possible. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes. And you will testify. Yes. In the mighty name of Jesus. So is there anything that is looking difficult? You have the ability and the strength to do them this month. Is there anything you are trusting the Lord for? Is there any miracle that you are trusting Him for? You will receive them this month in Jesus' name. Amen. So Jeremiah 1, 9 to 10, let us hold on to it because it is for us. God is saying, I can enable you physically. I can make you whole if you are sick here this morning. If you are weak, God is saying, I can give you strength. Amen. And that is why he said the apostle in Philippians, he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you have any kind of disease this morning, I say you receive ease from them. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes. And the God who heals, whose name is Jehovah Rapha, visit you right now in the name of Jesus. Yes. Is the one who makes the lame to walk, the blind to see, even Sarah to conceive. You will conceive physically in the name of Jesus. You will conceive spiritually in the name of Jesus. You will conceive intellectually in the name of Jesus. And I want to provoke somebody here this morning. Some days ago, I was in the city center, and I was looking at all the shops. And I started taking pictures of TK Maxx. I was taking pictures of Pret a Manger. And I said, God, you gave all these people brain. And they have the intellectual property right for these things. Give me brain. Give me connection. Lord, they do not have two heads. And this month of enablement, enable me for greater works. Enable me for mighty things. I don't know if you are tapping into it this morning. Some years ago, after working for more than 20 years, I was doing a good job. We all pray that our children will be greater than us. And my daughter just finished school. Just a few years after she finished school, I was just chatting with her, how much is your salary? And her salary was more than my salary. Now, I'm not jealous about her. We all pray that our children will be greater than her. But I said, excuse me. I've been working with PhD for more than 20 years. Somebody who has just finished school, she doesn't have a PhD. Ah! Mighty God, remember me. God, open my eyes. That stagnancy is not my portion.
Amen.
That redundancy is not my portion.
Amen.
And since then, the other day I spoke to my husband, I said, do you know, since I left that job, that I was satisfied being an advisor, traveling the world up and down. The Lord has been accelerating my progress. The Lord is going to accelerate somebody's progress. In the name of Jesus. That's which you are relaxing. I'm in UK. I can now eat morning, afternoon, and dinner. That's not where you're supposed to be. And in the name of Jesus, somebody's going higher. Somebody's getting bigger. In the name of Jesus. God can enable you. He can enable your family to be in the ruling class. Those who rule do not have two heads. God says He can enable you with great ideas. I have so many testimonies. In my family, some of you are aware of Open Heaven's Reflection. It all started one evening when we were having family altar. And my daughter said, what about this? And my husband said, yes, that is true. We can actually, because we're using the devotional. He said, you can actually produce this on TV. And before we knew what was happening, we sent a message to Daddy Gio. Daddy Gio, can we be producing this on TV? And he said, yes, they have given us the permission. And I think for about 4 years, we're producing Open Heaven's Reflection. And it blessed so many lives. The Lord will make you to impact upon nations.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. He can enable your family. He can strengthen your family. He can make you the head and not the tail. He can make you to be reckoned upon. And that will be your portion in Jesus' name. I'm trying to let you know that when we say supernatural enablement, it is not beyond you. It is what God can do, and He will do it to the glory of His name. In the name of Jesus. It can be enabling you spiritually. Hallelujah. I was listening to a sermon yesterday, and he says, every one of us, we need power. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you need power. Wherever you are in your career, you need power. Amen.
Amen.
And you receive power in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Power to reign.
Amen.
Power to rule.
Amen.
Power to be vibrant.
Amen.
Power to overcome every challenge from the enemy. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. He says, I can enable you even professionally. I can enable you academically. I've spoken to some of you. I'm just saying, Lord, when will people start giving me another interview when I introduce myself? It keeps happening to me. What is your name? Yes, I tell you my name. But why should you interrogate me further to know how I got to where I am? The Lord will lift you beyond your enemy's imagination. In the name of Jesus. God can enable you professionally, academically, that even your enemies will congratulate you. And so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. He can help you financially. He helped the disciples. They needed money. He just said, go and find it in the mouth of the fish. Anyone with any financial difficulty this morning, I speak enablement. I said, let them be met in the name of Jesus Christ. God can enable you in every area of life. Socially, in every aspect. So I don't know what is that area. I just want you to bow your heads. We have not finished, but I just want you to say that prayer. I don't know what is it that is really, really upon your heart that you are saying, Father, since January, it has not happened. Lord, I am hearing that, Lord, everything can happen in your name, in your power, and you give me that authority. Father, this morning, I receive performance. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
The God we are talking about in Matthew 19:26 is the God who says, with man, this is impossible, but with me, all things are possible. Somebody is going to shout the shout of joy.
Amen.
When they remember the month of supernatural enablement in the name of Jesus. John 14:12. The Bible says, whosoever, Jesus said, whosoever believes in me, we do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than this. You will do greater works.
Amen.
In the mighty name of
Amen.
Jesus. You get greater heights.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Every heart desire you have for this year, they shall be met. In the name of Jesus Christ. So just as I round up, when we say supernatural enablement for our families, I want us to personalize it. You are going to read it together. If you look again into the presentation on your phone or on your in your Bible, you are going to say, Today,
my God
has put my family in charge of nations and kingdoms. We are going to pull up and tear down and destroy and overthrow and build up and plant this year, 2025, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And it is possible. God did it for the family of Abraham. Abraham and Sarah were enabled by God to conceive Isaac despite their old age, fulfilling God's promises of great nation. God made it possible for the family of David. David was not in the lineage of being a king, but God made it possible. David was anointed by God to be king, and his lineage carried supernatural favor leading to the birth of Jesus Christ. Your lineage will carry supernatural favor. God did it for the family of somebody called Deacon Philip, the evangelist in the Bible. Many people are saying that people are not prophesying, people are not serving, that your children will serve the Lord.
Amen.
You will serve the Lord.
Amen.
Philip, the evangelist, the Bible says that in Acts 21:9, it says he had 4 unmarried daughters that prophesied. You'll be filled with the gifts of the Spirit.
Amen.
You will manifest his gifts. In the name of Jesus. Your children will manifest his gifts. In the name of Jesus. None of your children will be cast away. In the name of Jesus. None of your children will follow other people to do evil. In the name of Jesus. Your children and children's children, they will eat the good of this land. In the name of Jesus Christ. So when the Bible says in Jeremiah 1:9-10 that you will reign, you will rule, you will destroy and overthrow, it is saying that everything that is not of God in and around you, they shall be overthrown.
Amen.
Every wrongdoing, every lying, every cheating, every immorality, they shall be overthrown.
Amen.
You will see them no more.
Amen.
Your children will see them no more.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And when the Bible says you will build up and plant, the Bible is saying you will build righteousness.
Amen.
You will build powerful prayer life.
Amen.
You will build powerful reading the word of God. You will build powerful character. Your children will be people of character. You will build powerful businesses. You will be powerful. You will be part of the government of the land and rule kingdoms and in all good things. In the name of Jesus. For this to happen, as I close, brethren, there is work for parents to do. Parents, we have to live exemplary lives. Prayerful lives. We need to have family altar. If that is the only message I'm going to pass across, so many things have happened in my family, in our family altar. So many ideas, so many breakthroughs, so many things have happened. Family altar is very important. Please, if you are not having family altar, You don't have a time you pray together. You don't have a time you study the word of, because that is where you can learn together. That is where you can teach your children. Please, from today, let us begin to do it. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And as you do this, you will see love. You will see peace. You will see protection. You receive provision, wisdom and understanding, miracles and outstanding successes in the name of Jesus. So your families can be enabled and will be enabled in Jesus' name. It will be enabled for faith and holiness, for being exemplary, for being excellent, for love and forgiveness, for outstanding success, for guidance and wisdom in Jesus' name. Brethren, our families are important. Let us build together. If you have your wife sitting next to you, hold their hand and say, let us build together. Say, nothing will separate us in the name of Jesus Christ. We'll make it together in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Lord God Almighty will lift us up together in the name of Jesus Christ. And we shall be united forevermore in the name of Jesus Christ. As said, it's also about prayer today. And so as we close, let us rise up and begin to pray. I just want us to pray. Let's pray for our families. Wherever you are, you have a family. Begin to say, Father, Lord God Almighty, let my family not scatter. Let my family not be disunited. Lord God Almighty, everything, wherever there is unity, disunity, let's say, Father, remove and uproot in the name of Jesus Christ. Maybe you think there is a curse over your family. The Bible has given you authority this morning. Begin to uproot. Say, I uproot every curse in the name of Jesus Christ. I uproot everything that God has not planted in my life, in my family, in the name of Jesus Christ. I hope you are praying. Even if you are a teenager, you can uproot, you can destroy, you can pull down. Please open your mouth and ask of the Lord this morning. He said, ask of me and I will give you the land. Ask and you shall receive. Let us pray this morning. Let's say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, uphold my family. This month of supernatural enablement, enable my family. Maybe you have a child that is difficult. Begin to say, Father, the difficulty over this child, I speak ease to it. I say, Lord, let this child be enabled for good works, for miracles, for signs, for wonders. Because you have said unto me, the children you have given unto me, they are for signs and wonders. Everlasting Father, every child, the one I have, the one I will still have, Lord God Almighty, let it be for miracles, let it be for wonders, let it be for signs in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, whatever is slowing us down as a family, whether it is strife, whether it is misunderstanding, whether it is unforgiveness, Father, receive speed, receive settlement to all disputes in the name of Jesus Christ. Please, if your husband and wife, hold your hands together and pray for your families. If your family is not here with you, just lift up your hand and say, Father, I surrender my family to you. I surrender my family to you. I surrender my family to you. I plant righteousness in my family. I plant holiness in my family. I plant love in my family. I plant possibilities in my family. And I uproot everything that you have not sown in my family in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father and our God. We bless you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. I receive power of supernatural enablement for everyone here this morning. And from today, let it be, Lord, good testimonies concerning every family here. And in this month of supernatural enablement, let it be good testimony all around, oh Lord, every area of our lives, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Shout a victorious hallelujah.